News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
225 1-3-bedroom concrete units will be handed over to sugar workers in Hampton Court and Stokes Hall in St. Thomas by the end of the year. The units are being constructed under a partnership involving the Sugar Transformation Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries and the European Union. Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, who toured the two housing projects Thursday, has expressed satisfaction with the work being carried out.
The design of the houses allow for ease of expansion. The construction of the houses allow for almost a seamless move-in by the families once they are completed. Those persons who were once living in barracks, who had worked on these sugar estates all these years in the production that has kept the economy moving, that finally we can give them a sense that they had contributed to the development of this country by giving them one of these houses.
Dr. Guy was speaking with the GIS News following a tour of the units. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites will be pursuing ways to enable persons on the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education, PATH, to access the High School Diploma Equivalency Program, HSDE. Reverend Thwaites says in order for the program to have maximum effect, it must be readily accessible to the nation's most vulnerable citizens.
And I promise that I will join with the Ministry of Labor and Social Security so that those who really need to access the programs but just can't afford it, the people on PATH, for example, that we do find the wherewithal to help them so that indeed no one is left behind.
The HSDE program was launched by the Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning this week. Persons who have visited countries affected by chikungunya and are experiencing symptoms on return to Jamaica are being asked to visit their doctor or nearest health center immediately. Director, Emergency Disaster Management and Special Services in the Health Ministry, Dr. Marian Bullock Dukas, is also urging persons to cooperate with health personnel as they work to reduce the possibility of spread and impact of the disease.
We're also ensuring that at our points of entry, when visitors return to the island from any of the countries where transmission is occurring, that we alert them to the fact that if they display any signs and symptoms, they should check with their doctors or any of our health facilities. So we continue to ask our public to ensure that they take all of the measures to prevent the breeding of mosquitoes.
The government has opened a dialogue with the Commonwealth Secretariat towards the establishment of a national human rights institution in Jamaica. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says he's exploring the option of strengthening the Office of the Public Defender to transform it into a national human rights organization.
The model that we are contemplating will see the functions of an existing and synergistic institution, perhaps the Office of the Public Defender, being strengthened and morphing into a dual or hybrid mandate as our national human rights institution. This approach is now considered best practice in small states with limited resources.
Senator Golding was delivering the keynote address at a two-day session exploring the feasibility of establishing an effective national human rights institution in Jamaica Tuesday. And Executive Director of the National Youth Service, NYS, Melvin Smith, says the agency is seeking to empower persons with disabilities through its summer program so as to strengthen their capacity to contribute to society. He says the NYS will ensure that 10% of the youths accepted in its summer program are from the disabled community.
We have a commitment to reserve 10% of our placings, especially in the summer program, for persons with disabilities, PWDs. We are working on it, and we plan to engage further with the various agencies that are advocates that provide services to persons with disabilities to see how best over time we can improve and increase the access.
Mr. Smith was speaking in an interview with GIS News. More than 4,000 secondary and tertiary level students aged 17 to 24 years will be engaged in the NYS program. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.